the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. All praises be unto Allah. I thank Allah for coming and raising one here in North America, in the wilderness of North America, to resurrect the black man and woman in America. I thank them for raising Abdul Elijah Muhammad, and I further thank him for extending the grace and mercy upon us in the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I greet all my brothers and sisters in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Brothers and sisters, I come to tell you that we here, brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam, feel your pain, and we are with you 100%. Just a brief note that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan gave a press conference yesterday and threw his support behind the mosque in New York City. So I wanted to let you know that we do feel your pain, and we are with you, brothers and sisters. We can relate to the struggle for the Palestinian people in many ways. We have been brought, we were brought to this country many years ago, the transatlantic slave trade. And this was funded by Jewish people. So we know the pain that you go through. We know that this trade slave was funded by the Jewish people, and it was set up down in the southern part of the United States. And the Nation of Islam has put together a book that has actually documented from rabbis and Jewish scholars, noting that all the participation that took place in the slave trade. And we know that if the Jewish people has participated in the slave trade and funded it, and they have taken the land from the Palestinian people, and they call themselves the children of God, why would God allow a people like that to represent him when they participate in these type of bad events? Slavery, taking land from people. Would God let someone represent him? Would they be the chosen people? Someone that would do this to a people? I think not. So the Nation of Islam most definitely feel the pain of the Palestinian people and what you are going through, and may Allah be with you in your struggle. We know that the Palestinian people one day will have the land of Palestine. We know that there will be no peace in the Middle East until the Palestinian people have their land. So we are with you. We have struggled with you. We are struggling now from some of the same people that you're struggling from, if you knew. But this book here has documented our sojourn here in the United States of America and how it was funded by the Jewish people throughout the world. But I grew up here in the United States of America, studied history, never knew that the Jewish people had funded the slave trade. It was a secret. I said, this is not written by any black person in America. This is transcripts that are documented by scholars from the Jewish community and rabbis. So as we struggle here in the United States of America as black people, we understand your struggle in the Middle East. And we are with you in your struggle. And we know that one day that Palestine will be back, and you all will be back to Palestine. So my message is to you, brothers and sisters, keep up the struggle, stay with the struggle, and Allah will take us all through this here one day. With that, brother, I'm gonna leave you as I greeted you in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Thank you, Brother Julian. Our next speaker is Brother...